Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to your Morning Boost. Today we're going to turn our attention to a profoundly important and often challenging task. And that is re-engaging students who have either dropped out or are no longer consistently attending school. This isn't just about getting bodies back in seats. It's about reconnecting with young people who may feel disconnected, disengaged, or disheartened. We'll explore some empathetic and strategic approaches to bring these students back into the fold and support their continued learning journey.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
So let's explore how to effectively re-engage students who have dropped out or who are no longer coming to school. Right out of the gates, we need to understand that each student's situation is unique and it requires a tailored approach. So the first crucial step is to establish a system for identifying and tracking these students proactively. Don't wait for them to disappear completely. Set up alerts, protocols, other ways that we can keep track of consistent absenteeism. Once identified, initiate compassionate and persistent outreach. This goes beyond a simple phone call or certainly an email. Consider home visits, outreach from school counselors or social workers, or even former teachers from whom the student had a strong relationship with. The goal is to understand the underlying reasons for their disengagement. This could range from family responsibilities, mental health challenges, financial pressures, or even just a sense of not belonging at school. As research from the National Dropout Prevention Center highlights, disengagement is often a complex issue with multiple contributing factors. Furthermore, offer some flexible and individualized learning pathways that cater to their specific needs and circumstances. Traditional school schedules and curricula may not work for every returning student. This might include evening classes, online learning options, credit recovery programs, or even vocational training, or maybe even a blend of school and work experiences. The aim here is to make education accessible and relevant to their current lives. For instance, imagine a student who left school to work and support their family. Instead of insisting that they return to a full-time traditional schedule, offer a blended learning program where they can complete coursework online while continuing their employment, with in-person support available at flexible times. Another vital strategy is to assign a dedicated mentor or advocate to each returning student. This could be a teacher, counselor, community liaison, or even an older peer who can provide consistent support, guidance, and encouragement, and help them navigate academic challenges and reconnect with the school community. Lastly here, address any non-academic barriers that may be preventing the return. This could involve connecting families with community resources for food, housing, mental health services, or even transportation. I know of a local principal here who recently shared a story with me about a student who had dropped out just due to severe anxiety. The school connected the family with a therapist, and they created a gradual re-entry plan for the student, starting with some part-time attendance, some one-on-one support, and eventually this led to their full re-engagement, and finally to graduation. So to recap, re-engaging students who have dropped out or are disengaged, this requires proactive identification, compassionate and persistent outreach to understand their unique circumstances, offering flexible and individualized learning pathways, assigning dedicated mentors, and addressing any non-academic barriers. It's a testament to our commitment as educators to every student's potential, even when the path is challenging. Every student deserves another chance to succeed. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a wonderful Thursday. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episodes, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.